If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf. Heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. Indeed, I am Pierre Wolf, and I'm with you each and every Sunday at this hour for 2 hours. And if you'd like to participate, I'll send you a beautiful cookbook. 1-866-606-8255. Now, very appropriately, we have a lady by the name of Linda Gessenheimer. Now, if you don't know how to spell it, we'll spell it for you sometime. But we're going to talk about your ticket to stress-free, mess-free, one-pot dining, delicious one-pot recipes and dishes. Linda, how are you doing, and how is Miami?
Hi, Pierre. It's great, and I'm doing well, and it's just delightful to be with you.
Thank you so very much. You have accomplished media-wise quite a bit. And would you tell my audience, please, how someone like Linda Gessenheimer gets involved with TV and shows and all the accomplishments for which I commend you?
Well, thank you, Pierre. How do I get involved with it? Number one,
well,
I love good
started?
Food. I love to eat. I love good food. I have a cordon bleu diploma, so I am a trained chef.
Oh, cordon bleu. Wow.
Yes.
Did you go to Paris?
I took cooking lessons in France. I lived there for several years. I ran a fruit and vegetable cooperative there. I have a cordon bleu diploma because then I moved back to London and took my degree there. Had a cooking school in London, wrote several books in London. And then I moved to sunny Florida.
What an accomplishment. Did your family, your mother or father or someone kind of interest you in cooking as you were a young child?
Now I have to let my secret out. You've come to it. Neither my mother or my grandmother were great cooks. They had careers. And when I got married, I said, what am I going to do? My mother said, you love to eat. You'll find a way. I think I overachieved because I started taking lessons and lessons and lessons, and she was right. I was able to overcome that.
Well, monetarily speaking, that wasn't inexpensive to go to the Cordon Bleu and study there and then live in London. How do you accomplish that?
Well, actually, I was taking there. My husband's work took us to those countries.
Ah,
and so
I see.
While I was there, you know, when as in France, as Pierre, you must know, I had to learn French. And I had
Mais oui, on parle français toujours.
Ah oui, bien sûr. And I took cooking lessons in French because I figured if I couldn't speak, I could certainly eat, for sure. I learned both.
Sounds delightful, Linda, like delightful. So tell me some of the media appearances that you're currently still enjoy making, and what are they all about?
Yes, well, I have a radio program on National Public Radio in South Florida. You can listen to it on the internet, WLRN.org. It's every Thursday from 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
Give that again so listeners can catch it slowly, please.
All righty. WLRN, like learn. And it's WLRN.org. Or you could go to my website. That's dinnerinminutes.com, and you can have a link to the program. And also, if you don't have time to hear it when it's actually on live, it's archived at WLRN.org. I'm in my 16th year with this program, Food
wow,
and Wine.
Wow, congratulations. You know, America's Dining and Travel Guide, not to brag about it, but it is now in its 28th year, would you believe? I'm a lot older than you are, of course, so therefore the longevity of my program.
Well, congratulations.
And I only hope... America's... Isn't that something?
It's fabulous. I only hope I could do as well as you've done.
You will.
That would be
you
wonderful.
Will. And now it's called, it is heard each and every Sunday for 2 hours on Biz Talk Radio. Go to it and listen live. It's there. Or you can go to my website, Pierre Wolf, Wolf with an E at the end, PIERREWOLFE.com. And you go to listen live on Biz Talk. You scroll down. There we are. Now, how did your study in France at the Cordon Bleu influence the book that's in front of me, or did it indeed? Delicious One-Pot Dishes with Linda Gutzenheimer.
Yes, well, and also I think people need to know that this book is published by the American Diabetes Association.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, actually, Pierre, this is the way we all should be eating. It follows the guidelines of the American Heart Association as well. And how did my Cordon Bleu help? Well, you know, quick and easy. That's what we all want today. But it doesn't matter if it's quick and easy if it doesn't taste delicious. Because if it doesn't taste, forget it if it doesn't taste good. So I'm able to use the techniques I learned as a chef. I know where to cut back and where to, what I can do to make these quick and easy but still taste good. That's my expertise on it. And
you know, one thing that I advise my listeners and all those who are involved with preparing meals is to taste while you prepare the dish quite often. To add a little more of this or that or the other that is lacking and not simply follow a recipe. Would you agree with that?
I think that's a great idea. And the other point I like to tell people is, and this is what I learned from when I had my fruit and vegetable cooperative in France, buy the very best because it's going to taste good, buy in season, and it needs very little cooking because the flavor's already there. So, but also in one-pot, delicious one-pot dishes, all the food comes out of a local supermarket, so you don't have to go to a specialty food store. I give you helpful hints. You asked how my Cordon Bleu helps. I give you cooking hints. You know, maybe sometimes just one or two sentences will help you understand what you need to do to make that particular recipe come out just perfect. Or
are you also involved with going to farmers markets? Are they available in Miami? I'm sure they are.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, our seasons are opposite from other seasons in the sense that from October right through to Easter, past April, our farms are in full bloom. And many of our supermarkets here, in addition to going to farmers markets, they'll buy from the local farmers. Even our local schools here are taking produce from our local farmers, which is just wonderful.
Great. So what are some of the previous books that you have accomplished and published?
All right. Well, this is my sixth book for the American Diabetes Association.
Uh-huh.
The one I published in April, this one's just come out, Delicious One-Pot Dishes, just came out in September. But in April, I had another book called Quick and Easy Chicken. So it's a
Did
whole book of
Did we do actually
recipes.
That on the air, too?
Sorry?
Did we do that book?
No, you didn't. No, I'm so sorry.
So you got to send it to me, and even though it came out early, it doesn't matter. We'll do that, too. It sounds delightful.
Well, it's thank you very much, Pierre, and it's so interesting because when I talk about it to people, so many people said, oh, I want some new recipes for chicken. And, you know, Pierre, my idea is to make variety and to make it really interesting. And in this and in one delicious one-pot dishes, you can get recipes from around the world. You can travel around the world with this with these recipes. But I also have, I work on getting comfort foods. So, for example, there's a shrimp mac and cheese. And people will say, oh, is that for diabetes? Well, of course it is, because every single recipe in my books are vetted by the American Diabetes Association.
Uh-huh.
So another book I have for them is called Fast and Flavorful. And this book concentrates on what can you pick up in the supermarket and assemble quickly at home.
So, now, don't forget that we will look at delicious one-pot dishes with the one and only Linda Gassenheimer. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host, here every Sunday for 2 hours, bringing you America's Dining and Travel Guide, only heard here on Biz Talk Radio. Back in a moment, we'll look at the contents of the book.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Most people who think of Egypt think of antiquities, but Egypt offers so much more. For many of us, a trip to Egypt is something that we've always wished to do, but we're unable to afford. Well, I have great news. Now you can arrange an affordable and exciting Egyptian vacation at any time. Call one of our specialists today at Wright Travel, 877-636-6660, or visit our website, wright-travel.com. That number again is 877-636-6660.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, and our special guest, Linda Gossenheimer. And she has written a delightful book, Quick, Healthy, Diabetes-Friendly Recipes, Delicious One-Pot Dishes. Let's talk about what they need to prepare some of these delicious one-pot dishes in the easy way. What needs to be in their pantry, Linda?
Well, I give you a staples list to have in the pantry. And if you have these things and you only need to, you know, stop off to get a few fresh things, then you're good to go. And along with that pantry list, I do want to tell you that I have an area called Shop Smart. And so in your pantry, it would be really, really nice if you had some pasta sauce. Because, Pierre, if you have pasta sauce in your pantry, maybe you have some frozen shrimp in your freezer, you can put your shrimp into the pasta sauce, cook it up, have a big salad, and you've got really dinner in minutes. But you want to make sure that you've got the one that is low in sodium and low in sugar. And I give you all that information because the manufacturers today, finally, they've got our message. We're looking for better products, and they've come out with these products. So you can find no sugar added, low sodium, a pasta sauce. Also, you'd like to have in your pantry olive oil. I use olive oil and also olive oil cooking spray. And here's something else I use in my pantry that, Pierre, might surprise you because I am a cordon bleu cook, but it doesn't matter. I use frozen diced onion and frozen diced green bell pepper. Now, the reason I use those in some recipes is because I want the flavor. I don't have the time to do all the chopping and cutting. I'm not looking for the texture. And, in fact, on the cover of my book, I have a Mexican pork and bean chili. And in that one, I use those frozen onions and green bell pepper, and it's really so easy to use. In fact, I was talking with a young man who unfortunately became a diabetic at the age of 16. And
oh,
he
wow.
looked at this. Yes, it's very sad. But he looked at it and he said, oh, I'd love to make that, but it has pork. Am I allowed to have pork? Can I have beef? And my answer is yes, of course. And here's something else for people to look for. If we want to have low saturated meats and low saturated fat. And what you do is you look for something that has loin, L-O-I-N, pork tenderloin, beef tenderloin, sirloin. These are the lower saturated fats, cuts of meat, and in the right proportions, you can certainly have them and enjoy those flavors.
How about wine? I don't know whether it's mentioned in your book, and the book again, Delicious One-Pot Dishes, that's the title. And it deals with quick, healthy, diabetes-friendly recipes. Wines were important while you were in France, and they might still be important today, right?
always on my radio program. I have a wine person on, and he would be devastated if we didn't have wine. Yes, according to the American Diabetes Association, men can have 2 glasses a day. That's a 5-ounce pour. Women, unfortunately, we can only have one. That just happens to be what our, how our bodies are made. You can have spirits, just a one-ounce pour of spirits, and watch those setups. Because
a great red wine, whatever, Burgundy, a good Pommard, Cote de Bon, anything like that would be appropriate, in my opinion. Would that be all right for diabetic-afflicted people?
Absolutely, according to the ADA. Yes, absolutely. Again, you know, Pierre, every person is different. And so you need to know your own body. And if wine sets off the sugar and all in your blood system, then maybe you need to cut back. Some people find that when they've had the red wine, it helps to lower, maybe because it's lowering their stress, and that's an important element as well.
All right, Linda, so, now let's go at the contents of your book and the various chapters. Give a feeling to those who are listening, that great audience that we have each and every Sunday here on Biz Talk Radio, America's Dining and Travel Guide. Go ahead, Linda.
Yes, to give them some recipe ideas.
Yes, and go through the various chapters, beginning with beef.
Oh, okay, we'll do. Okay, with our beef chapter, I'm going to tempt you. You know, how about a sloppy joe? I call it a buffalo sloppy joe because I make it with ground buffalo meat. Meatball minestrone, southwestern beef and rice. Oh, this you'll like, Pierre. Steak chasseur. How about that?
Mushrooms and
red wine. Yeah, I thought maybe you'd like that. And there are several other recipes, but let's go on.
You know what I do like here in Colorado, where I broadcast from the Wolf Den, that's our special room, lamb.
Yes.
Is that mentioned in your book?
Sorry, what was it?
Lamb, L-A-M-B.
Lamb, of course. Of course. I couldn't be without lamb. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you could travel around the world with these because I have Florentine lamb with linguine. Now, here's the thing. The linguine is made right in the same pot with the lamb, so you're not having to use another pot. These are one-pot dishes. How about an Irish stew or maybe a lamb curry? Having spent time in England and all, a shepherd's pie would be nice. So all of those recipes all come out of one pot.
And we can't forget about pork. That's important.
Of course. As I mentioned, Mexican pork and bean chili. Someone came to me once, a Filipino young woman, and said, why don't you have any Filipino recipes? So I've got a Filipino pork adobo, which is so simple, and it's just filled with flavor. Maybe you're thinking about some Asian food, and how about a pork fried rice? And again, people think, oh, can I have rice? You know, it's diabetes. And again, I want to say that every single recipe is vetted by the American Diabetes Association. And here's another tip that I mentioned earlier, that the manufacturers are really helping us out, because you can get microwavable brown rice. It can go in the microwave for 60 seconds or 90 seconds, depending on the brand. Many of them are already portion controlled, and so you can use that in the recipes. And again, it's the proportions that are important.
How about seafood, quickly, because time is short, Linda?
Time, okay. Well, of course we can have seafood, but we don't want to just have, steamed fish and steamed vegetables, or grilled fish and steamed vegetables. That's not happy. So I have a braised Chinese shrimp, or how about mussels, garlic, tomato sauce, or shrimp jambalaya, shrimp mac and cheese, shrimp pot pie. Are you hungry yet? I want to know.
Yeah, and a lot more. It's been a pleasure, and please wrap it up for me. We have less than a minute, Linda.
Yes. Well, all these recipes are in delicious one-pot dishes. If you want to contact me, linda@dinnerinminutes.com. You can buy the book at shopdiabetes.org, or you can buy it on Amazon or in any of your bookstores. And it's
I wish you well, and all your listeners, don't go away. Much more to come on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Thank you very much, Linda Gassenheimer. I'm Pierre Wolf. I'll join you again in just a few moments on Biz Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's Winter Clearance Event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's Winter Clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us, the great audience of America's Dining and Travel Guide, with your host, Pierre Wolf, co-hosting Mr. Jade Barrett, who is just back from Bermuda. Welcome back, and I hope you had a great trip. Talk about it, Jade, will you please?
Sure. One of the great experiences I have when I go to Bermuda is I go visit the Pompano Beach Club, run by the Lamb family. Charlie and Tom of the Lamb have been running just this great resort. It's right on the water, right at the foot of the Port Royal Golf Course. You can go down, take a pole, toss a line in the water, or rest on the beach, or dine in any of the three great restaurants they have there. I had a wonderful time there, and I also enjoyed going to Flanagan's, one of the fine Irish pubs that you can find. It's in downtown Hamilton, and as always, Bermuda is just perfect with the weather. It didn't rain. It was a little bit muggy, for unusual for this time of year, but it was still great sun and a great time visiting one of my great friends, the magnificent bridge player Roman Smolski, and we just like to say that thanks to all the Bermuda Bridge Club for doing a fine job of hosting us while we were there. And then we had a better trip. Today we went with a school, a private Episcopal school named Hoosac, that's based in New York, over to the Heifer Farm, where I've sent some pictures to you that you can see, Pierre, about the things we can see and do there when you go to visit one of the training sites for this great charity.
Talk about Heifer for a moment, would you please? Some of our listeners were not present when last we spoke.
Heifer International has been providing assistance to families in poverty through the gifts of farm animals and creating microeconomies over the last, since 1946. And it works all over the world, including in the United States. Active projects are in South Carolina and in Appalachia right now in the U.S., helping restore small family farms to sustainability and to help reduce food deserts that exist throughout the United States.
How do people actually donate? Do they go online, or is there another way of doing so?
Yes, you can. The easiest way is to go to heifer.org. If you've ever got a catalog in the mail that says the Heifer catalog, heifer.org, or you'll get something in the mail sometimes that says "Give a cow for Christmas," and that's one of the animals you can. That is one of the animals that you can give: goats, bees, water buffalo, sheep, virtually any animal that can be used to help support an economy and to help create one is existing. Alpaca, in fact, we just saw a short video of a project that's taking place at 15,000 feet, if you can imagine, for people in South America. It's an amazing group, and I'm happy to have volunteered with them for many years. And it was great to take this school over to see the farm, and they learned how to milk goats, and they got to check out chickens and help pick eggs up. And it's just, visit and see yaks. I mean, how many times have you seen a yak in your life?
Yeah. Tell me, Jade, are there other locations also where people can visit the farms?
Yes, there's actually that. No, this one, this one's actually in Rutland, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
And the Heifer Farm, the Heifer Ranch, is in Perryville, Arkansas, and the Heifer headquarters, based in one of the greatest green buildings in the world. They've won many awards for it, which is based in, of all places, Little Rock, where our headquarters, now I guess our headquarters for BizTalk Radio is.
Yeah, that's where the radio broadcast emanates with our good director, Brennan, who handles our show. Thank you very much, Brennan. Now, back to Bermuda for a few moments. A little history again before you talk again about dining and enjoying the beaches at Pompano Beach Club. Are there historical sites that people visit that go to Bermuda that are not bridge players?
Boy, are there. Really, Bermuda is the Gibraltar of the West. I mean, it was the, you know, a great island fortress where we had, during World War II, there were many ships that would dock and be supported. There's great old churches. Shakespeare's Tempest is based on the story of these four shipwrecked souls who landed on Bermuda and were able to recreate a ship and sail on to support the colonies in the late 1609. There are so many stories and so much history regarding Bermuda that I can't do it justice. All I can tell you is that you need to go and see just a wonderful place. And there are a lot of direct flights from the U.S. It's only a couple of hours off the mainland, and you get a chance to see one of the smallest countries in the world, 26 square miles. But there's a lot to see and do in those 26 square miles.
You know, my wife likes to go shopping, so where would she head for and what's available that's typical Bermudan or British heritage?
Well, most of it is British because Bermuda doesn't really do much manufacturing, though I have to say Gosling's Black Seal Rum is something that people shouldn't miss. But the great, great spirit, it won the Platinum Prize some years ago for its magnificent black rums. But really what's there is a lot of the English things that they get where you can pick up, like Fort Marion, China, is one of my favorites. That's my private pattern that I have at home that is great both cookware and diningware and is very solid stuff. I really enjoy that. But also the English sports shop brings in a lot of the English tailored suits and done in light wools because, of course, Bermuda is not tropical, but it's subtropical, and you want to be able to look like a gentleman even on the hottest of days. So there, jewelry to be found and lots of good artists. But what it is truly known for is golf, of which there are major courses where the USGA has been held its championships and the Senior Tour has had championships. The golf is exceptional. The sun is beautiful, is wonderful. The beaches are spectacular. Lots of weddings. If you're thinking about getting married someplace and not inside the U.S., Bermuda is a fine place to go to have a magnificently romantic experience.
What's the currency there?
The U.S. dollar, though there are Bermudian dollars, it is a dollar standard country. Things cost a little more there. But at the same time, you don't pay taxes. Or there's no sales tax. So, if you're in an area where you're used to paying, 7% or 10% on top of whatever you're buying, you don't have that experience there in Bermuda.
Are cruise ships often docked in some of the ports?
Frequently. Well, not so much Hamilton now, but because Hamilton is an interior harbor. And what has happened over the years is as cruise ships have increased in size. I mean, I'm sure that the one that you first worked on would be dwarfed by any of the ones that you see now.
Yeah.
Now the cruise ships, which used to carry, between 150 and 300 people, now they can carry upwards of 3,500 people.
Oh, I mean, they're 6,000 on one of those Princess liners. I mean, unbelievable. But
only
2 hours from the mainland and easy to get there. Are the prices affordable in the hotels and clubs, like the accommodation that you mentioned earlier?
Well, for example, I like the Pompano Beach Club particularly.
How much is the night there?
Usually you're talking about 135 to 100 and, think of 135 per person. So, and you know, so if you have two people, it's roughly 270, but that includes three spectacular meals and, you know, just pretty much there's so many little extras that you don't think of, like, you know, that you have that opportunity to go and do some of the things, and that you can be picked up directly off the dock if you like to go fishing. And while it's a little pricier, it is a vacation that's really well worth taking.
We'll save you for the next segment, which is coming on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Jade Barrett, often the co-host of my show. I'm Pierre Wolf, and we'll be back together in just a few moments. Don't go away. Much more to come.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotels founder Spencer Penrose built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob
swab quarter. I've been using Novitis for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Novitis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just 1 day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Novitis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Novitis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
To have this national audience, worldwide audience, all you have to do is go to Pierre Wolf with an E dot com. PIERREWOLFE.com. Scroll down on that site of mine and go to Biz Talk Radio, and there you'll find where it says Listen Live. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. We have a worldwide audience. Mr. Jake Barrett is also involved with something that he enjoys very much, namely the game of bridge. How did you ever get involved with that, Jake? Would you tell me?
Basically, I was
our audience.
Basically, I was born into it. it seemed that wherever we went, bridge was part of our daily existence. Grew up in a family that didn't have a lot of extra money. My dad was an Episcopal priest. And, so they don't get paid a lot. And the family entertainment was to play cards, and we did all the time. And that grew into a passion for the game, the opportunity to work with the national junior team for almost 26 years and through many championships and some of my own as well. But really my joy comes from the exposure of the game to people. And worldwide, I'm taking a small group to Italy in October to play in Padova, Italy, my favorite place and club in Italy to go. Wow. I've taken groups to Ireland to play and to Scotland, to St. Martin, in the Netherlands Antilles, played in France many times. I've been pretty much anywhere.
You did a program from Nice, France.
I did. I've done programs from Nice. I did a program from Padova. Right, and that was, for people who, have a passion for playing, one of the joys of our trips is that, particularly in Italy, because they play short games of about 20 hands, which take about 2 hours, 2 hours 15, and they play them at 4 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So that you can have a proper meal time and also get to do stuff during the day. Padova is very close to Venice. We get the chance to, and we will actually be competing in a tournament in Venice while we're there this time in mid-October. But really the idea that the bridge gave me has really given me the opportunity to travel worldwide and to help Heifer and its good works through volunteerism. but also to enjoy a very full life of both competition and the meeting of great people and experiencing great restaurants and fine hotels. One of the things that I got this weekend was I had the experience of stopping in all places, Bennington, Vermont, home of Bennington College, where they also are home to the Bennington Station, an exceptionally good restaurant. I was astounded at the quality of the fare there, and I really, I had the local grass-fed beef, which is very similar to the French beef you might find. So it's nice to have a different taste and a different experience. Plus, Vermont is known for cheese.
All over the state, you have people working for Tournament Bridge all over the country. Name some of the cities where your people are active.
Active in San Diego, in L.A., in Pompano Beach, in Pompano Beach, Florida, Minneapolis, Boston, New York. We also have players who spend a fair amount of time in Israel, Italy, Iceland. Iceland is a very big, rich country.
Really?
In fact, they've won a world champion. Their team won a world championship almost 20 years ago. But, you win an Olympic gold medal, it's hard to forget. And those guys were awesome.
Have you personally been, you and Karen or Donna?
No, I've been, but no one else has been. But I went there to play football or soccer as the Americans call it.
In Iceland?
In Reykjavik many, many years ago when I was young and perhaps not as wise. All I can tell you is everybody said I had a great time, and I can't remember much of it. So there you go. But
the old photo albums that we still have help us remember some of the things that our memory fails us to keep fresh, So photo albums, even though they are outdated totally, some of the kids have no idea what photo albums are all about. But I'm proud that I have about 30-some-odd, and it simply brings back great memories from trips, the family, friends, and all kinds of wonderful buildings and monuments and churches and mosques from all over the world. And that's exciting.
I tell people that this is the reason they travel, the reason they do things in life, is because at the end of their lives, that's what they have, is their memories, their experiences, the joys of their family, friends, and neighbors, and their own sense of wonderment at what they have seen or done.
So where are we headed as we are nearing the close of America's Dining and Travel Guide for this particular hour? Go ahead.
I'm going to Boston. Boston, where I'm going to enjoy the Italian cuisine of the North End and the great fresh seafood that you find here. I'm going to let you know what I find next time.
How about
right here.
Anthony Pier 4? Is it still existing?
I don't know. I'll have to check it out. Most of the time lately, I've been trying to go to the older, smaller Italian places that are still being operated by people after 35 or 40 years. There's about 7 or 8 that I want to go see because I've known their family.
Enjoy some wonderful seafood and great food, and Boston is quite a city. After Boston, where are you headed?
Boston, I'm going to be going through the Spirit Lake, which is a resort community in Iowa, where I'll play a tournament, and then to South Dakota, and then up to Fargo, one of the great cities, believe it or not, of Middle America. It's really fun to go up to Fargo. Great place to be and visit and live.
Bon voyage. Happy days. Enjoy yourself. Hello to Karen. Hello to Donna. Hello to Tiger and everyone else. And
best
enjoy
of all.
Your great playing. And we'll be back with America's Dining and Travel Guide, only heard here on Biz Talk Radio. This is Pierre Wolf wishing you well. A bientôt. Auf Wiedersehen. Back in just a few minutes with more.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or... The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-
Biz Talk Radio.